going on, everybody? Tuesday, July 9th, 2024. My name is Kevin Smith. Thank you all so much for tuning into Loud Majority Live. As the calamity that is the Biden administration continues onward, Karine Jean-Pierre having just about the worst day someone can imagine. And then, of course, like every other DEI hire, claiming to be the victim. As the press corps continues to turn on Joe Biden, we're going to show you a stark, stark contrast between what many mainstream media hosts had been saying about Joe Biden in 2020 as compared to what they are saying now. Joe Biden and his administration have lost the support of the mainstream media because it turns out the media doesn't like being lied to either. At a certain point, they do not like to be openly made to be fools. And Karine Jean-Pierre and the Biden administration have done just that. This comes on the heels of Joe Biden preparing to do what they're calling a big boy press conference. Oh, really? When he's done, are they going to pat him on the head and hand him a cookie? We'll talk about all of that as Biden lets everybody know that he has no intention whatsoever of stopping illegals from voting in this election. They could handle it real quick. They could handle it real quick if they wanted to, but they don't. Many in the press are beginning to talk about how the Democratic Party is coalescing around Joe Biden. However, two top Democrats, in fact, one very top Democrat, matter of fact, you can't get much higher Democrat, has now called on Biden to seriously consider his future. And Long Island, baby, my home, 11 school districts begin to sue social media apps. What is that all about? And if we can get to it, because we didn't get to it yesterday, we are going to talk about the elections in France. Because it turns out the radical left in France, they riot when they lose, and then they riot when they win. I'm going to be honest with you, I don't understand the totality of the country of France. I don't really think anybody does because, you know, it's France. What the hell are you going to do? What are you going to do? Before we get started, guys, hit that thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. Let's pop this live chat up onto the screen. Once again, I want to give a big shout out to the McGroin crew over here on Rumble. If you guys aren't following them, guys, go to rumble.com/McGroin Nation. Give them a follow. They do a phenomenal job of promoting so many incredible content creators here on Rumble. They do an absolutely great job, and I always want to thank them for that. They're having a little raid, so they got a nice little crew in the chat right now. Hello, hello, everybody. Lin Han, I'm not saying that out loud, but everybody can read it for themselves. Arrow Pink, what's happening? From my Long Island crew, I may have an announcement soon about something that may be happening here on Long Island. Stay tuned for details. Someone's coming to Long Island who recently got very, very famous. Stay tuned for that. What's happening, everybody? I want to welcome everybody in. Make sure you guys are following rumble.com/LFATV. That is the place to go for all of the big news. Callie, I'll text you afterwards. No, not a rally. Not a rally yet. We're planning the next one. But something pretty good. If you guys have been on the internet for the last week and a half, if you've been on the internet for the last week and a half, you know exactly who this person is, and they're coming to Long Island. Sarah from Michigan. What is going on, everybody? Guys, once again, make sure you're following over rumble.com/LFATV. Let's dive right in. I wonder if someone in the chat will guess it. I wonder if somebody in the chat will guess what's happening. So, here we go. Giddy up. Let's jump right in. Because, apparently House Democrats have absolutely no problem with illegals voting in our elections. This is the big story coming out as the House and the Senate reconvene following their 4th of July break because, you know, let's be honest, nobody works over there. And the first thing that House Republicans have planned to do, we talked about it yesterday, is put forth the SAFE Act. But it turns out Biden's idea of secure elections is letting people who might not be citizens keep voting. This coming from Brianna Lyman, a friend of mine, over at The Federalist. As congressional Democrats are preparing to fight legislation that would require proof of citizenship in order to register to vote. President Biden has come out against the bill on Monday, slamming the election security measure while also promising to fight for secure elections. The bill is up for a vote tomorrow in the House. Why would anybody who claims to be for secure elections oppose a bill that simply creates a mechanism to enforce existing prohibitions on alien voting? Given that Biden has let in almost as many illegal immigrants in the last 4 years as Ellis Island processed over 60 years, the bill protects against threats to our elections that Biden refuses to enforce, as Americans' southern border has been blown up. Billionaire X found owner Elon Musk suggested on Sunday that the only reason Democrats would oppose this bill is because they want to cheat. Elon Musk putting not too fine a point on it. Don't worry. Don't worry, Democrats. Only several million people got to see that tweet. Not a big deal. The 1993 Voter Registration Act, which enables driver's license applicants to register through their state motor vehicle agencies, requires would-be voters to attest that to their citizenship status when registering to vote, but did not require any proof of such citizenship. The Safeguarding American Voter Eligibility, SAFE Act, would amend the 1993 law by requiring documentary proof of citizenship in order to register to vote. Democrats claim the legislation is useless because it's already illegal for foreign nationals to vote or to register to vote in federal elections. Well, Democrats, let's talk about some other things that are illegal, which, you know, illegal means a prohibition on things you can't do. It's illegal to do heroin, and people do that all the time. It's illegal to murder people. People do that all the time. It's illegal to rape American citizens. Oh, wait a minute. Illegals do that too. So why wouldn't they vote? Moreover, it's not really about whether or not I believe illegal immigrants will physically go down to the polling site and cast their ballot for Democrats. I'm worried about your NGOs. I'm worried about Planned Parenthood. I'm worried about all these organizations that are down at the border who are just going to request mail-in ballots for people that you have just given driver's licenses to. That way they can fill them out on their own and mail them in, because remember, it's not about the votes. It's about the ballots. Another issue with the 1993 law is that, as a South Carolina Department of Health and Human Services spokesperson told the Federalist, the department, as well as the state's Medicare agency, is mandated to provide voter registration information under Section 7 of the National Voter Registration Act. As my colleague, as Brianna's colleague, MD Little, reported, the information is sent to everyone applying for benefits, including foreign nationals. One refugee reported receiving a voter registration form at the Health and Human Services office, Kittle reported, citing a story told by Rep. Adam Morgan. The refugee sent the documents back to the agency, which then sent the foreign national voter registration information. Here was Speaker Mike Johnson speaking today on this.
They've also been misleading everybody about the SAVE Act, which will be on the floor that you've heard about this morning. It's a very important piece of legislation. They're claiming to oppose the bill because they say it's going to make it harder to vote, but they know that that is not true. Many of the Democrats want all of these illegals to participate in our federal elections. They want them to vote. There's no other conclusion that you can draw. When the White House announced they would veto the bill, they effectively handed our elections over to all of these illegal aliens that have come here. And the number is far greater than what is being reported. We were in conference this morning. One of our colleagues from the state of Kentucky was down at the Texas border over the last week. And he was there with top border officials. It was down south of Laredo. And he said that he and the colleagues that were there personally witnessed 9 illegals cross the border and disappear into the woods. And 2 Border Patrol agents tried to follow them on foot, and they lost them. And they came back, and our colleagues then asked, well, how will you account for those numbers, you know, to send to DHS so they can add them to the number? And they said, we can't count them. What do you mean? Well, the secretary in DHS does not allow us to count anyone unless we can say conclusively that they didn't cross back over the border and go back. And we lost them in the woods, so we don't know. So they don't even count in the gotaway numbers. This is how it's being done. Whatever number you think whatever number is being reported is grossly underreported. I've been saying for some time, I think it's probably close to 16 million. That may be an underestimate. And it's a serious problem. And we cannot allow a federal election to be jeopardized by people who can run into the local welfare office, sign up for taxpayer benefits, and check a box that says, I'm a citizen and I want to vote. This is common sense legislation. Chip Roy has done an extraordinary job. Others have, preparing this, getting it ready. We have to make sure that we don't have an election that is flawed in this way. In states that are trying to catch these criminals, they're identifying thousands of illegal aliens who are indeed registering and trying to vote. Some states have already done their own audits. This will make sure that we can prevent this from happening, and so we've got to do this. You should ask every Democrat if they're voting against this legislation how in the world they can justify it.
And the point of this is, look, I want to be clear. Did anybody actually believe that Democrats were going to vote for this? No, they didn't. This is what is called a messaging bill. A lot of these go through the House of Representatives when each party is in office. It's a bill that they know is never going to pass the Senate. Joe Biden's not going to sign it. However, now this can be used as a campaign issue. This can be used as something to hit back on Democrats with. Why would you not sign this piece of legislation? Why would you not do this? And I want to be clear. I have never in my political career ever seen an election with so obvious issues, with such blatant talking points about the largest problems going on in this country, okay? I've never seen it before. It is immigration, and it is the fact that the President of the United States can't think. Can't think. The lights are on, but nobody's home. And it gives me no great joy to know that we are a ship without a captain right now. We are a, as some would call it, a listless vessel moving about the ocean. There's no one at the top. And people will say to me, oh, Kevin, everybody knows that advisors and the staff really make the decisions in the White House. The president just appoints them, to which I would say, you're correct. However, do you have any confidence that Joe Biden is, what, looking through these resumes, interviewing any of these people, pushing back on any of the DEI hires that he has brought in? I don't. I certainly have no confidence in that whatsoever. Here was Elise Stefanik talking about the only two things that is going to matter in this election. And if Republicans are talking about anything other than this, you're dumb. You're dumb. If you're not talking about immigration and Joe Biden's health as a 1A, 1B policy, then you don't deserve to be in office. Here's Elise Stefanik.
Good morning. There is no longer any doubt that Joe Biden is unfit to be our commander-in-chief. The Biden White House, far-left House Democrats, and the mainstream media are in complete disarray because they know this to be true and have been caught participating in one of the greatest media cover-ups in American history. For the last 3.5 years, House Republicans and the American people have been demanding details about Joe Biden's mental and physical decline. But every time we raise these legitimate concerns, far-left Democrats and their loyal stenographers in the mainstream media rushed to Biden's defense, claiming that the clearly diminished Joe Biden was as sharp as ever and accusing us of peddling conspiracy theories. The cover-up is over and accountability is here. For years, House Republicans have known that Joe Biden is unfit for office. We also know that he will go to any lengths to maintain his grip on power. This is why it is so crucial that we take every possible measure to ensure that the 2024 presidential election is free from election interference and is constitutional. As part of that ongoing effort, House Republicans are bringing to the floor this week Congressman Chip Roy's Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, which requires individuals to provide proof of citizenship when registering to vote in federal elections. Not surprisingly, the Biden White House, whose far-left open border agenda has let in millions, over 10 million illegal immigrants, is against our bill. This is a very simple and logical concept rooted in the Constitution. Only American citizens should vote in American elections. Also this week, House Republicans are moving Mary Miller's CRA to stop Joe Biden's radical efforts to roll back women's rights and change Title IX to allow biological men to access women and girls' bathrooms, locker rooms, and sports. Next week, we are looking forward to uniting in Milwaukee behind President Donald J. Trump's America First agenda, which created the greatest economy in generations, the securest border in modern history, the lowest gas prices in years, and peace through strength around the world. With that, we're honored to be joined by Chip Roy, who is leading the SAVE Act this week on the floor. Chip.
That's got to be the messaging moving forward. I do like that Congresswoman Stefanik taking the lead on the Title IX issue, the fact that Joe Biden wants to let men dominate in women's sports, something that many of us, many normal people here, would have thought obvious about 10 minutes ago. But apparently, we need to say out loud. Democracy, if you guys have been watching this show for a while, you know I talk about this a lot, about how it is okay to say no to your party, whether it is saying no to Republicans, which I do regularly on this show, or whether it is the left saying no to the far left. We did a story a while back about how radical LGBTQIA plus divided by sign parentheses ellipse people, since they've taken over, you know, like 2/3 of the alphabet at this point, how the crazy people in West Hollywood wanted to get rid of the U-turn signs in West Hollywood because they claimed they were homophobic. Now, to the average person watching this, you're thinking to yourself, what the hell does U-turn signs have to do with homophobia, supporting gays, not supporting gays, up, down, backward? What the hell's it got to do with it? Other than the fact that it might not be safe to make a U-turn on this current block. If the city council in West Hollywood had just said that, that wouldn't have been a story, and we could have just moved on. Instead, because the left is so afraid to say no to their most radical members, anytime a person walks in and says anything is offensive or racist or homophobic, it just is accepted as such. And there are some members of the left, not willing to go along with this. Some people who are willing to say, whoa, 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 just because you care about immigration doesn't make you a racist. Are there racists who care about immigration? Yeah, there's also racist librarians. That's not to say to get rid of libraries, okay? Just because you make a claim doesn't automatically associate you with the accusation of the craziest person in the room. Just because you yell racism, just because you yell homophobia, just because you yell xenophobia, doesn't make any of it true. And we're going to get to that one person on the left. He's always the first one on the left to say the most obvious thing in public first. Before we get to that, guys, if you guys are not stockpiling up on medication after what we've been through, then quite frankly, I don't know what you're doing. You're setting yourself up for disaster. The warning signs are everywhere with the bird flu headlines. And the FDA commissioner is now warning that if the bird flu breaks out, it could kill 25% of the people who are infected. Been there, done that. And it is your personal responsibility to be prepared. And fortunately, you can get all the medications like Tamiflu and Z-Pak without ever having to book an office appointment with your old physician. The wellness company developed a contingent emergency kit, a prescription-only stockpile of life-saving medications, including Tamiflu, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and Z-Pak, medications that every American should keep in their medicine cabinet. Do you have what your family needs this time around? Because most doctors still won't even consider prescribing ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, but we've got you covered. Easily order your online one-of-a-kind prescription contingent kit from the wellness company. Each prep kit provides you with carefully selected assortments of affected medicines for bird flu, COVID-19, and other respiratory illnesses. These medications include ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and Tamiflu, along with a nebulizer. Rest easy knowing that you'll have the emergency meds on hand along with a guidebook for safe use. Avoid the chaos, wait times, and the price of the hospital, and have exactly what you need for as low as a low cost as a single doctor's visit. Guys, go to twc.health/LFA. Grab your contingent emergency kit right now. That's twc.health/LFA. Use promo code LFA to save 10% off at checkout, plus free shipping. The kits are only available in the United States. If you're in Canada, I don't know what the hell to tell you. Guys, go to twc.health/LFA. That's twc.health/LFA. Oh, let's pop that live chat up onto the screen. How is everybody doing today? How's the McGroin crew? I didn't really get a chance to say hello to you. By the way, did anybody guess? Did anybody happen to guess what my announcement might be? Which I'll tell some of you about later. Some of you, not all of you. What's happening, McGroin Crew? Tag and McGroin Sly. How are you, Sly? I emailed you back. Natalie, how is it going? Bad moon, as always. How's everybody doing today? Anybody's first time in the chat? Anybody's first time in the chat? Don't worry, guys. If you're waiting for the announcement, it's not that serious. It's really more funny than anything else. Really more funny than anything else. We guessed that Pressler is showing up. No, it's not Scott. Although. Scott, you're welcome on Long Island anytime, my friend. Anytime. How's everybody doing today? Guys, make sure you're hitting that thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. If you guys are watching anywhere else, make sure you guys follow rumble.com/LFATV. That's rumble.com/LFATV. ZBM, how are things in Idaho? Is it 100,000 degrees there like it is here in the Northeast? Today is like disgusting outside. It is disgusting outside. Doc Jank. You got that right. I'll talk to you guys about that a little bit later on. I got a couple things I got to work out. But Doc Jank got it right. Very nice. Very, very nice. So let's dive back into all the stories here. So there's always one Democrat, and some people don't like him. I've been watching him for years, and I'm going to continue to watch him because I like to see the left-wing's perspective on pretty much everything. But there's one Democrat out there that's actually beginning to call things out, actually beginning to say that immigration is going to be the single biggest issue in this election. Now, if you want to say Joe Biden not being able to think, he may or may not have crapped his pants on a regular basis, that's very important too, and I'm not saying it isn't. However, for many people, immigration is at the top of the list. And it's surprisingly enough, even when this guy sat down with Fabio, an immigrant himself, even when Bill Maher sat down with Fabio, even they admitted that illegal immigration is a serious problem.
Amazing the way the forces that collapsed the Roman Empire are very similar to like what's happening today, because like migration around the world is always such a key factor.
You nail it.
You know, and I'm not saying, first of all, the barbarians who took over the Roman Empire weren't barbarians. They were just different people. They said,
right.
Any more than the people who are coming to this country, they're not barbarians either. But when people are on the move, I mean, the Roman Empire collapsed because the Huns, who were from north of Beijing, they were from north of China, and they fought with the Han Dynasty. And then they migrated westward, and then they put pressure on tribes that they were pushing out in Eastern Europe, the Visigoths and the Goths. And
yes.
Okay. And then they moved into the Roman Empire. So yeah. It was like when people are moving, it just puts pressure on other peoples, and everything changes. And immigration is probably the biggest issue in this election.
Yeah.
And in European elections. I mean, Maloney in your country.
Yes.
You know, that's how she got to be the prime minister. And she's the only one in the G7 who's popular now, because she has a reputation as being tough on immigration and keeping Italy, Italy. And when you say that in certain quarters, that'd be, you know, oh, that's racist.
No.
It doesn't have to be. It can be. There can be racist elements. But other people, like the majority of people, I think, in some poll in this country said, There are times I just don't feel like I'm at home in my own country. They couldn't keep out the people who wanted to be there. I mean, that's what a lot of people would say is going on in this country right now. We seem unable to keep out anyone, and because the people who are coming through the border now are not just from Central America.
Everywhere.
They're from, yeah, China, and like lots right. of people are saying, oh, you can get in through there. And I just feel like this is going to be Biden's undoing.
Yeah, and being, you know, America, you know, you have a lot of enemy. So you really want to right. take care of your border because, yeah, you know, like, you know, ISIS and,
yeah.
you know, and
they caught 8 ISIS guys last week.
Yeah, there exactly. was and, you know, it's like I guarantee you Hamas, they have a lot of cells in the United States and, you know, and as well as Hezbollah. So, you know, it's like you have to listen. If somebody wants to come in your house, it should be come from the front door.
Right.
Right. Not from breaking the rear window. Okay. Because when somebody break your window is because doesn't have good intention. I came here legally. So, you know, many times people, they go like, okay, Fabio, you're an immigrant. You came here, but I came here legally. I went through the system and I became an American citizen. It's almost like you go to the bank, right? And you're waiting for an hour and a half at the bank and you have to go and run your errands and you're waiting and all of a sudden 30 people, they come in and they pass in front of the line.
It is amazing to me that Fabio, the I can't believe it's not butter guy, is smarter than 75 million Democrats. It's like, you want to come in someone's house, you come in front door. You don't break window. I don't know why I just made him Russian. That's not really the point. Fabio is smarter than most Democrats out there. A guy who came in legally. Now, sure, did he probably have an easier path to becoming a citizen based on the way he looked in the 90s than or his job in the 90s than most of your average immigrants? Absolutely. But even Bill Maher there is able to admit the fact. And it is so great for me. I enjoy it so much when Democrats will begin to accept things that we've been talking about for 5, 6, 7, 8 years. The only difference between a Republican and a Democrat these days is like 5 years of reality. Now, do I think Bill Maher will be voting for Donald Trump? No. Do I think Fabio even still has an audience? No. However, just to see those cracks in the system lets me know that we are still winning. And people are starting to admit things that they've never admitted before, particularly in public when it comes to the decrepity of... Decrepity, that's not a word. I sound like Biden there. The decrepitness, maybe that's a better word, of Joe Biden. We're going to get to that in 1 second. But I got to ask you guys something. Have you ever wanted to own a pair of night vision binoculars but didn't buy them because of how pricey they were? Well, now you can grab one for just under $200 from our sponsor, TacRite, baby. Similar night vision goggles sell for over $4,000 because once they're military grade, the price goes up. However, TacRite was able to come up with a revolutionary new night vision system. Military night vision requires at least some light, but TacRite night vision lets you see even in the pitch dark. Our viewers can get an amazing one-time discount. You can grab one today for under $200. You don't even need a promo code or anything. Just visit TacRiteLFA.com. That's TacRiteLFA.com. This would make an amazing gift for anyone that is interested in the outdoors, hunting, or the military, or just people just want to feel safe at night. Grab yours today. These supplies will not last. Last time it sold out in under 3 hours. After we mentioned it on our channel. Guys, go to TacRiteLFA.com. That is TacRiteLFA.com. So some people, what's up, everybody? How's everybody doing? Some people are starting to admit reality here. Some people are starting to understand that there is, that the emperor actually may not have any clothes. May not have any clothes. And we are going to go back into the Wayback Machine because I want to show you guys Jake Tapper on CNN. This is back in 2020. Laura Trump goes on television and says that Joe Biden is obviously in a state of mental decline. And I'm going to show you the way Jake Tapper chastised her. Got after her. For saying what we all knew to be obviously true.
Every time he comes on stage or they turn to him, I'm like, Joe, can you get it out? Let's get the words out, Joe. You kind of feel bad for him.
How do you think it makes little kids with stutters feel when they see you make a comment like that?
First and foremost, I had no idea that Joe Biden ever suffered from a stutter. I think what we see on stage with Joe Biden, Jake, is very clearly a cognitive decline.
Okay.
That's what I'm referring to. It makes me uncomfortable.
You have no, this is so amazing. It's so amazing to me
and try and figure out an answer.
A cognitive decline.
Well, when you're trying to tell me that what I was suggesting was a stuttering,
that you were mocking his stutter.
I
think you have absolutely no standing to diagnose somebody's cognitive decline. I would think that somebody in the Trump family would be more sensensitive to people who do not have medical licenses diagnosing politicians from afar. Plenty of people have diagnosed your father from afar, and I'm sure it offends you, your father-in-law from afar. I'm sure it offends you. You don't have any standing to say.
I'm not diagnosing him. What I'm saying, Jake,
you just talked about a cognitive decline.
I have one last question for you, Laura. On stage, and it's very concerning to a lot of people that this could be the leader of the free world.
Okay.
That is all I'm saying. I genuinely
you,
feel
Laura,
sorry
Trump.
For Joe Biden.
So there's Jake Tapper chastising Laura Trump for saying what we all knew to be true. Well, that was 4 years ago now. And it turns out Jake Tapper changed his tune a little bit.
In reality, 72% of voters say that they believe President Biden is too old. That's according to CNN's most recent polling. Voters have been saying this for quite a long time. The reality is that the Democratic elites are mostly late to acknowledge these age and ability issues compared to the rest of the public. The elites have been forced to reckon with it after the debate just 11 days ago.
Look at my career. I've not had many of those nights. It was a terrible night, and I really regret it happened. But the fact of the matter is, how can you assure you're going to be on you know, faith that can intervene on your way to go to, you know, work tomorrow? Age wasn't, you know, the idea, I'm too old.
The fact of the matter is, how can you assure you're going to be out on, you know, on your way to go, you know, work tomorrow? Age wasn't, you know, the idea that I'm too old. Keep in mind, that soundbite is supposed to be reassuring to those Democratic supporters who have gone wobbly. Many Democratic officials with whom I've spoken are worried that President Biden and his family and his inner circle appear to be in complete denial, not just about whatever might be wrong with him, but the state of his candidacy right now.
Like I said, the difference between a Democrat and a Republican is usually 4 or 5 years worth of reality. So the first clip we showed you was Jake Tapper chastising Laura Trump for saying exactly what Jake Tapper said 4 years later. Exactly what Jake Tapper said 4 years later. And people are starting to get a little PO'd about it. Luckily, Jake has a solution, and some Democrats are starting to agree with him.
I think it is easy to settle this right now by President Biden going to the Brady Press Center, the press file in the White House, and doing a 2-hour press conference. Everybody would cover it live. Networks probably would cover it live. He'd answer all these questions. It's not a crazy thing to expect a president to do. And the fact is, you know that. The campaign knows that. The White House knows that. That's how you settle this. You just put him in front of reporters, and he handles himself with acuity, aplomb. We all see it was just a fluke. Oh, my God, I can't believe it happened. And we move on. The fact that you haven't done that says quite a bit to me.
Jake, what I've just said maybe 3 times in this interview is that is what I am urging and recommending.
That's what Chris Coons is recommending and urging. I want to be clear, the guy you just saw on TV is the guy who took Joe Biden's Senate seat when he was nominated for vice president. Democrats are beginning to fold. And the fact that Jake Tapper is basically chastising a Democratic senator now shows you that that there are chinks in the armor. There are cracks in the armor. People are starting to get a little bit upset by all of this. So much so that actually the third in line for the presidency, calls on Biden to seriously consider his future. Before we get to that, guys, Mike Lindell.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Guys, head on over to MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. That's MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD for up to 80% off everything on the website. And check out their $25 extravaganza going on right now. You guys know Mike Lindell has been canceled from all the big box stores, but he still always supports networks and shows like this one. Head on over to MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. So that's not the only one who's got serious questions. Senator Patty Murray, who serves as the president pro tem of the Senate. That's the third in line for the presidency. It goes president, vice president, speaker of the House, speaker pro tem of the Senate. She has called on Joe Biden to seriously consider how to secure his legacy and the future as calls grow among Democrats for Biden to drop out of the 2024 presidential race. Murray, who's the president pro tem of the Senate and third in line to the presidency, said in a statement on Monday that Biden needs to be more forceful and energetic on the campaign trail to prove to voters that he is more fit for another term in the White House than President Trump. She said President Biden, he has to take the lead in making that case. You know, the funny part about this whole thing is that Joe Biden is out there trying to convince voters that he is healthy enough for 4 more years when the majority of voters don't think he's healthy enough for the next 4 months. And look, this is not a comment about Biden per se. When people get old and when people get sick the way he is, some people are speculating that Joe Biden may have Parkinson's disease. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to diagnose him. But if you have a disease like that, take somebody who's somebody failed. Michael J. Fox. Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's disease. Everybody loves Michael J. Fox. You know, Marty McFly, all the good stuff. He hasn't gotten better. Muhammad Ali, another one. You don't get better from that. And look, I want to be clear. If anybody sees Michael J. Fox now or Muhammad Ali towards the end, it is one of the saddest things you can imagine. I take no great joy in the fact that the president of the United States may be, I don't want to say terminally ill, but ill to the point that will continue to get worse and worse for the rest of his life. I take no great joy in saying that. However, it is not out of the realm of possibility that an 81-year-old gets Parkinson's disease. It's sad when it happens, but if you ask that question, you get Karine Jean-Pierre yelling at you. And the problem is when you're the White House press secretary, and look, I'm going to be fair here. I don't care who the White House press secretary is, whether it was George Stephanopoulos for Bill Clinton or Dana Perino for George W. Bush or Jay Carney for Barack Obama or Kayleigh McEnany for President Trump or Karine Jean-Pierre. Your job is to spin things for the president. That's the job of the White House press secretary. That's what they do. They go out and they face the press and they answer questions. Now, it is not uncommon for Republican press secretaries to lose the room, okay? The media doesn't like you. However, it is incredibly impressive to see Democratic members of the media freak out on Democratic press secretaries. Here was Karine Jean-Pierre just basically getting her ass handed to her in the White House press briefing room.
That he gets every year that we provide to all of you.
That's a very basic, direct question.
Wait a second. Eight times, or at least once... In regards to the president specifically.
Hold on a second.
That's what you should be able to answer by this point.
Wait, no. No, wait a minute. Ed, please. A little respect here, please. So every year around the president's physical examination, he sees a neurologist. That's three times, right? So I am telling you that he has seen a neurologist three times while he has been in this presidency. That's what I'm saying. I am telling you that he has seen them three times. That is what I'm sharing with you, right? So every time he has a physical, he has had to see a neurologist. So that is answering that question.
No, it's not.
No, it is. It is. You're asking me.
I also said to you, Ed,
for security reasons, we cannot share names. We cannot share names.
Others he would have met with.
We cannot share names of specialists broadly, from a dermatologist to a neurologist. We cannot share names. There are security reasons. I hear you. I cannot from here confirm any of that because we have to keep their privacy. I think they would appreciate that too. We have to give them.
Question of the doctor.
We have to keep their privacy.
It's public information. I hear you. Guys, hold on a second.
There's no reason to get back and go back and forth with me in this aggressive way.
We miffed around here about how information's been shared with the press corps around here.
What are you missed about? And then every time I come back and I answer the question
and
that you guys asked.
Correctly, didn't have to come back and clean
I never answered the question incorrectly. That is not true. I was asked about a medical exam. I was asked about a physical. That was in the line of question that I answered. And I
think about this for a second, okay? In the last 3.5 years, have you ever seen a moment like that between the press and the White House press secretary, whether it's Jen Psaki or Karine Jean-Pierre? We're winning because it turns out those White House press reporters, they get their information from Karine Jean-Pierre. They then go back to their outlet, to their cameras. They file their stories. And it turns out by the time they're done filing their stories, 10 minutes later, the information they just wrote about is false. That's what this doctor's appointment is all about. Karine Jean-Pierre said the president hadn't seen a doctor. And then 25 minutes later, the governor of Maryland came out of a meeting with the president and said, yeah, he's seen a doctor. Watching Karine Jean-Pierre lose that room shows that this presidency is spiraling. It is spiraling out of control. And then, of course, like, should not shock anybody, Karine Jean-Pierre decided she's going to play the victim because, you know, the White House press, they're just being so mean.
I just want to take a step back for a second because I do take offense to what Ed alluded to. You know, come out here, every day there's a press briefing, and we do our best to give you the information that we have at the time. That's what we do. And we understand that freedom of the press, we respect the freedom of the press. You heard me talk about this last week. I appreciate the back and forth that we all have. I try to respect you, and I hope you try to respect me. And we literally do everything that we can. My team does everything that we can to make sure we get the answers to you. That's what we do. And sometimes we disagree. Sometimes we are not in agreement. But you know what? That's democracy. That is what is important, to have that healthy back and forth. And so to say that I'm holding information or allude to anything else is not unfair. It's really, really unfair. I think people who are watching and have been watching this briefing for this past week could say that we are doing our best in this briefing to provide the information that we have. And I will admit, I will be the first one to admit, sometimes I get it wrong. At least I admit that. And sometimes I don't have the information. And I will always, always admit that. But I do take offense to what was just happening at the beginning of this briefing. It's not okay.
A couple of things here, okay? First off, you didn't get something wrong. you lied. There's a difference. If Karine Jean-Pierre came out and said that the president was going to have a press conference at 1 p.m. and it turned out to be 2 p.m., that's getting something wrong. If she came out and said, I'm not really sure if the president's seen a doctor, let me check with you, that would make total sense. But when she comes and look, yeah, the members of the press are Democrats. Yeah, they're partisan hacks. Yeah, they're on Team Biden and they hate Trump. But they're grown adults who don't want to be lied to. Moreover, when Karine Jean-Pierre says, you know, I really take offense to that. Lady, they don't work for you. Just because you were a former member of the press doesn't mean that the guy who works for NBC News or ABC News, somebody trying to make their career and not look like a jackass on TV, they don't work for you. But that's how comfortable Democrats have gotten with the media. And that's why I stress. That's why I show you these long clips of Karine Jean-Pierre getting her ass handed to her by the members of the media. I don't know if you saw Peter Ducey sitting there. He was trying as hard as humanly possible not to crack a smile directly in the middle of that. Because you know he was loving that. My friend Monica Page, who's off in the back for One America News Network, I'm sure she was laughing her ass off. I have no doubt about that. No doubt about that whatsoever. Because you know what? Karine Jean-Pierre doesn't get it wrong. She lies. And she lies often. But she's been able to get away with it so far because of Democratic media cover-up. But it has gotten to the point now where it is indisputable that Joe Biden is banged up, that this is not going well, that the media has been lied to. And like I said, these guys don't want to go on TV and be chastised by their audience, be chastised by their bosses when it looks like they don't know what the hell is going on. Because if you guys have ever watched The West Wing, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. At least they see themselves as professionals, even if we don't. Even if we don't. Guys, before we move on, I do have a couple more stories that I want to get to, and I've been wanting to talk about this French election for like 3 days now. Before we get to that, guys, head on over to lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us. Guys, I think the shop is back up on LFA. If it's not, please consider becoming a monthly donor over at lfatv.us. That is your home base, your mothership, your landing pad, your batter's box for all things LFA TV related. Guys, it's user-generated content. We can't do it without your help. So we appreciate you guys always supporting the network. We appreciate you guys promoting the show, sharing it out, sharing our clips on the various different social medias. I can't tell you how much it means to us. Guys, go to lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us. Before we do move on to the other stories, we got to talk about Joe Biden having a big boy press conference. A big boy press conference after the NATO summit later in the week. The White House announced that the president plans for President Joe Biden to hold what they are calling a big boy press conference after the NATO summit in Washington, D.C.
After that, the president will hold a press conference. I guess a big boy press conference, yes, is what we're calling it, and take some questions from y'all.
Really? A big boy press conference? You're going to put your big boy pants on? I'm going to pat you on the head and give you a cookie when you're done? I cannot wait to watch them filibuster this press conference. Joe Biden's going to take 3 questions. Somebody from France is going to ask a question. Someone from Italy will ask one of those prime ministers, or whoever the prime minister there is, a question. And he's going to walk off the stage. A big boy press conference. No wonder why Democrats don't have it together. Many media reports out there are talking about how Democrats are in line and they're all getting behind Joe Biden. Well, one of the craziest Democrats in the country is Tennessee Rep. Steve Cohen. And here he was coming out of the Democratic caucus meeting.
You all on the same page?
No. What do you mean you're not on the same page?
You're not even in the same book.
Was there support President Biden?
What's the outcome of that meeting?
Not even on the same book. No one knows what's going on. There's no leadership at the top. Democrats are scrambling. And all I can say is, I'm here to watch it. I'm here to watch it. It's like that Michael Jackson gif, eating popcorn while the Democrats eat themselves alive. One more group of people who have eaten themselves alive are our friends across the pond over in Old Paris. We're going to get to that in 1 second. Before we do, guys, head on over to loudmajorityusa.com. That's loudmajorityusa.com. Sign up for our newsletter. Check out the shop. That's the best way to support this show and everything we've got going on. You guys can use promo code SUMMER to get 30% off everything on the website. That's promo code SUMMER to get 30% off everything on the website and join our mailing list so you can be the first ones updated on all the events going on with the Loud Majority. We have a whole bunch of new stuff on the website. We just put it in last week. Check that out. LoudMajorityUSA.com. Use promo code SUMMER. So, turns out over in France, I'm going to explain to you guys real quick because I only have about 5 minutes and I want to make sure I get this in. In Europe, in their parliamentary elections, it is not the people who get the most votes, not even the people who get the most seats, who form governments. So over in Paris, here was the results of their elections. Here was the results of their elections over the course of the last week. As you will see, the New Popular Front got 177 seats despite having the second most votes. That's incredibly interesting. Then you will see the Macron and his allies, that party, got the third most votes, but the second most number of seats. That's incredibly odd. And then you will see coming in third, the National Rally, which is Marie Le Pen. They got the most number of seats, yet they got the third most, they got the most number of votes and the third most seats. So what's going to happen in Paris is the people in the red, as you can see on your screen, will combine with the people in the orange in order to create a coalition government. The problem with that is the people in the red, the New Popular Front, they're communists. They are radical socialists, radical left-wingers. Right now in Europe, the most dangerous thing in the world is the center-right parties because they are killing the populist movement that is coming up. Now, after the first, because there's two rounds of elections in Paris. After the first round of elections, they rioted and they burned things in the street. No, the far right is going to take over. No, we can't have this. The far right, Nazi fascism everywhere. Despite the fact that there's none of that whatsoever. But here is how the people of Paris responded when they found out that they won. That's how they responded when they found out that they won the election. Hey, guys, we just won, so why shouldn't we set a motorcycle on fire in the middle of the street? Here's more. Let's go. But, luckily, the next day, everything calmed down. And the left-wingers in France came out in unity and pride in France, pride in being French. And they spent the day out in Paris waving French flags and singing songs from Les Mis and eating baguettes or whatever the hell they do over there. I'm only kidding. That's in the middle of Paris, following an election. When you import the third world, you become the third world. This isn't complicated, guys. Maybe America should take note. Guys, I want to thank everybody so, so much for tuning in. Make sure you hit that thumbs up button on the way out the door. Share the video. Make sure you guys are following over at rumble.com/LFATV for the best damn political news anywhere, period. Live, 8 a.m., to what, 11 p.m.? All day long, different shows. Make sure you stay tuned for Matter of Fact coming up next right here on this network. Head on over to loudmajorityusa.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Check out the shop. Use promo code SUMMER. That's the best way to support the network. Guys, big announcements coming up. Stay tuned. Until tomorrow, stay loud.